guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. Some of you guys have been sending me some really great emails, and I wanted to tackle this one because I can personally relate to this. On my driver's license, I think it actually says 5'6". I don't know if I'm 5'6 or 5'7". Somewhere around there. I've never really paid much attention to it. I just know that I'm shorter than the majority of guys out there. But I got an email here from a gentleman who calls himself Growing Taller, so I will keep it at that. And I want to read this email, and then I want to talk about this. Now, some of you guys might be 6 foot tall, but we all have something about us that we don't like. For some of us, we can change this. For some of them, we can't. You know, I oftentimes use tall as an example because women almost now universally on their dating profiles put that they want a guy that's 6 foot tall. And when you're a shorter guy, this can be very disheartening because you look at something like that and you say, well, I'm out. There's nothing I can ever do about this. And I just have to move on. And, you know, when you see that you're a smaller guy, it can be hard, you know, it can be hard. But I want to read this email and then I'm going to touch on the limitations that all of us have, whether you're short or too tall. I met a guy that was 6'10", and you think you got a hard time at being 5'5". I'll tell you who's got a hard time, a guy that's 6'10". Let me read through this, and then we'll talk about it a little bit. Because this isn't just about height. I don't want you guys to think this video's, here's your problem about height, and here's how to resolve height. This is how to mentally think about any problem that you have, okay? He says, Dear Joker, as a guy who's 5'5", I definitely know what it's like to be on the shorter side. I basically quit growing in middle school. I'm now 39 years of age and have clearly dealt with being a shorter guy for a long time. It seems like even 11-year-olds are over 6 feet tall these days. Moving along, though, I feel like my height has affected me throughout my life. I feel like I've just been juvenilized for the better part of my adult life, and it has definitely impacted my dating life. I have a couple of relationships in the past, and I have dated for certain, but I feel like it was never anything too serious, and they were with me until something better came along. In addition, you simply don't get taken seriously by women or by your guy friends and people in general. It gets very odd walking around the grocery store, and almost everyone is taller, even middle school children. I would like to claim to be a guy going my own way, but I think that I may be in denial. As much as I would like to think that I have gone my own way, the harsh reality is women essentially have sent me on my way. Now this is bringing me to my point here. There have been advances in medical surgery that can actually make you taller. It is known as cosmetic limb lengthening. It can give you as much as 3 inches in the femur and 2 or 3 inches in the tibia region. So the reality is that I could become 5'10 or 5'11". For a shorter guy, that is a dream come true. I'm going to stop you there. For you, it is a dream come true. I know about these procedures. Now, there was a point in time they only did them in China, but they have moved them to other areas of the world. And what they basically do is they drill in and put pins in your bone, and then they cut the bone, and then they gap it just a little bit, and that gap grows in. And then they gap it a little more, and the gap grows in. And they continue to do this, slowly lengthening things. I've looked it up out of curiosity. Because I'll tell you something, when I was very young, now you're 39, so you're just a little bit younger than I am. When I was 18 or 20 or 21, I wanted to be a little taller. But I'll tell you something. You say here, for a shorter guy, this is a dream come true, and I'll tell you it's not. It's not. Not for all men. It boils down to how you view your height. I'm going to finish reading this, and then I'm going to tell you a story, personal story, because I'm shorter. I only have an inch or two on you. I'm not that much taller than you. And then we're going to come back around and how this applies to other guys that may be tall or may have other issues, okay? To achieve such a height would run nearly $200,000 in U.S. funds, and I'm going to skip down here. I would rather be 5'10", 5'10", driving a Toyota Corolla than a 5'5" guy driving the Lamborghini. Okay, so let's talk about this for a minute here. I was in a pub, and there was a beautiful, tall drink of water. She was probably 5'9 or 5'10". She was definitely taller than me by 3-4 inches. And she knew how tall I was because I was walking through the pub, and this was on a Tuesday or Thursday. They used to have a trivia contest at this bar, and I used to go. And there was a woman, and she was kind of in a heated argument with a shorter guy. And he was saying, you know what, here's the thing, there was a short guy, you don't understand this, and short guys have a lot of ought to offer. And he was trying to sell himself to this tall woman. And I came over and I sat down, and we sat there for a minute. He went off to the bathroom or did something. And I said, well, you look like you're having a good night, and kind of chuckled a little bit. And she knew I was making fun of her situation. And she said, yeah, he's trying to convince me why even someone tall like me at 5'10 should be okay with dating somebody that's shorter. And I said, he just doesn't have any confidence. I mean, when you're 6'2", like I am, you don't have any problems with that. And she kind of gave me a look, and I was sitting in a tall bar stool. And she said, you're not 6'2". I just saw you walk in. And I stood up, and I said, yeah, I am. I'm 6'2". And she's like, no, you're not. And I said, I most certainly am. Or at least when I stand on my wallet and my attitude, I'm 6'2". And I laughed about it. And we chatted on, and he came back and had problems and so on and so forth. And she ended up blowing him off. And I just joked around. We had a casual, and as we were dealing with the trivia thing, we shared answers. It's 4 a.m., so I'm having a struggle tonight. We shared some answers, and at the end of it, I said, give me your number. We'll do a trivia night again sometime or something like that, or maybe if you're lucky, I'll take you out to a bite to eat. And she just had a laugh, and she gave me her number. We did trivia a couple more times. I ended up dating her for about 9 months. The point is, here's a guy that was probably close to my height, but he had a problem with his height. He can't do anything about his height. But yes, it's all about your attitude on how you view it. You know, when I got picked on when I was younger, and somebody would say, yeah, you're shorty was a great one. I'd say, you know what? Maybe so, but at least my legs are long enough to reach the ground. Or, hey, maybe so, but I have no problem fitting in a sports car where these big lanky dudes can't. It's all about your attitude on the situation. Do you know there are men, okay, that have gone to war and have come back missing 3 limbs? They've lost both their legs and an arm. Do you think they would get surgery to correct that? They would, but they can't, so they wear prosthetics. Do you think they just say, well, that's it for me. I guess I'll lie down and die now. Nothing left in life. Can't get a woman. This, that, and the other thing. No, of course you can. Of course you can. You know, because there's a procedure to correct this for you, you're looking at it. But what are the ramifications of that? You know, what does it do to your muscle structure? Your body wasn't designed for this. Do you know if your shoe wears on the outside a little bit uneven, do you know that can give you back problems or hip problems or knee problems, even though it's a couple of millimeters on the outside of your shoe? You know, there are going to be times where you say, hey, I wish I wasn't bald, but there's hair stuff that can be done for that. I wish I were taller. Well, there's surgery for that. I wish I weren't as heavy. Well, you can go work out in a gym. But you know something? Here's the thing. You might get taller, and a woman would look at you and say, you know what? I just don't find you attractive. So do you want to go get plastic surgery? Oh, I don't like bald men. Do you want to go get hair transplants? I don't like bigger guys. I don't like light-skinned guys. I don't like guys with beards. I don't like guys that wear glasses. I don't. You're never going to please people. You're never going to make other people happy, especially when you're not happy. Do you know, I have dated women that were almost 6 feet tall. That's 6 or 7 inches taller than me. Why? Because I don't care. Let them make fun of me about my size. I give them crap right back. All right, but it's how you see the world. And if you see yourself as flawed and not good enough and not fitting in, the reason why you're not respected by your friends is not because of your height. It's because you don't respect yourself. It's because you don't like yourself. It's because you don't, you look, they call it Napoleon syndrome. When a man walks around with an attitude, he's got Napoleon syndrome. When you demand respect, you've got Napoleon syndrome. When you try to ask for respect or get respect, you're not going to get respect. Do you know how you get respect? By respecting yourself and by standing up for yourself. And by, if somebody gives you crap about something, you give them crap right back about something else. It's all about your attitude in life. There are so many people that have it worse off than you. And I understand where you're coming from. So I'm not saying to quit complaining because other people have it bad too. But there are other people that are born blind. There are other people that are born deaf. There are other people that are born mute or have other much more pressing issues. But you know something? I know blind people that are married. I know deaf people that are married. I literally do. I actually learned sign language because one of my friends was hearing impaired and had very, very bad vision. He was almost legally blind. So I learned sign. Now he got his vision corrected, but I knew sign language because of that. Okay. There's always, always going to be a reason that you can give yourself that you need to change and that you're not being successful. Until you get over the fact that you are who you are, and this is you, the genetic lottery, you may have missed it, okay? You may have just missed it. And you can do all these things. Let's say you're taller. Do you think that's going to get you any more respect? Nope, it's not. You know why? Because I know tall guys that get zero respect. I know I get respected because I respect myself. And if someone steps out of line, I tell them they're being out of line. And if someone cracks a joke at my expense, if it's done in humor, I crack a joke back and we have a laugh about it. But if they do it to insult me and put me down, I tell them otherwise. I tell them off. But I do it in an intelligent, professional way, not a butthurt, whiny, meh way. Okay, there's a difference. At 39, you've lived 40 years as a short man. At 47, I've never lived one day after the age of 20 or 21 as a short man. You just work with your other qualities that you have and you improve yourself. And I mean, improve yourself in every other way, but going in and getting your legs chopped and getting them lengthened up. There are guys that are always going to be heavy, that are always going to be bald, that always need glasses, that have been born with cerebral palsy, or you name it. The list goes on and on and on. There's a guy here. Let me record this again one more time real quick. There's a guy here named David Goggins. He's an American ultra marathon runner. He's a former Navy SEAL. He's got an amazing book. Let me bring up his book, and I'm going to recommend it to you. This is not a sponsor. David Goggins wrote the book, Can't Hurt Me, Master Your Mind and Defy the Odds. I want you to get this book. That is my recommendation to you. I don't know how expensive it is. He's not a sponsor, but I want you to get this book. There is a Marine, and I couldn't find his name. There is a Marine that was running an ultra marathon and broke his foot halfway through it. He didn't give up. He finished the race on a broken foot. David Goggins has, and I want to read this one passage because I think this is a good mental foundation for many of you guys out there, okay? No matter what your issue is, I'm just using him as an example about mental fortitude. Okay. Goggins attempted to enter the Badwater 135 ultra marathon as a fundraiser, but was told by organizers that he needed to enter another ultra marathon first. He had never been a runner before this. Now, yes, he was a Marine and a SEAL, so he was in good shape, but he'd never been a runner before this. Now he could have said, you know what? Okay, well, I need to do another ultra marathon first. I wanted to do this as a fundraiser, but I don't have any other ultra marathons. Well, I guess that's it for me. I'm done. The end. End of story. He gave up. That's not where his headspace was. At the Badwater, the Badwater is an invitational event. In 2005, Goggins entered the San Diego One Day, a 24-hour ultra marathon held at Hospitality Point in San Diego. He was able to run 101 miles in 19 hours and 6 minutes, despite never having attempted to run a marathon previously. Now, a marathon's only 26 miles, I think it is. He just ran 100 miles without ever running that distance before, ever. Now, that can break down your muscle pretty bad, and it can screw you up. But he did it, because it's here. It's here. And that's one of the things he talks about in his book. Let's see what else. He completed his first marathon in Las Vegas at a time that qualified him for entrance into the Boston Marathon. That was the first marathon he ever actually ran. Was the regular marathon. After those two events, having yet to be invited to the Badwater 135, Goggins entered into the HURT 100, an ultramarathon in Hawaii, which is widely regarded as one of the hardest ultramarathons in the world. He was the ninth runner to cross the finish line, and only 23 runners finished the event. He was subsequently granted entry into the 2006 Badwater. He was not a big runner before this. He just got off the couch one day, and I've heard his story. He was on Joe Rogan's podcast, so look him up if you want to find on Joe Rogan's podcast. He basically had never run before, and he's like, well, I want to do this, so I'm going to do this. And he did it. That's mental fortitude. If you have the right mental fortitude, the right attitude, and you improve yourself in the ways that you can, and you have confidence in yourself, you will be perfectly fine. And if you really need to go down this route, man, go to Southeast Asia. You're actually a little bit taller than many of the men in the Philippines and many of the men in Malaysia. All right, if that's really your thing. But don't let a shortcoming, okay, don't let a shortcoming ruin your life and ruin your attitude and ruin what you want out of it. It's a crutch. And all your failures, you're going to apply to this crutch. And if you have that mental attitude, you may improve your leg length, but then you're going to say, my teeth aren't straight enough, or I wear glasses. You're going to find something else. When you have your mental, your head in a good mental place, it doesn't matter what your shortcomings are, because they're not shortcomings anymore. They're just who you are. And the sooner you can embrace this, and the sooner you can understand that having a little less height, or even a lot less height than other people, I can show you to a lot of, what's the correct term now? A lot of little people. Okay, like the guy from Game of Thrones there. I don't watch much TV. The Game of Thrones, the actor that is the shorter gentleman, he's done well. All right, David Spade is like 5'5". Kevin Hart is 5'4". Tom Cruise, 5'6", 5'7". Tom Holland, the new Spider-Man, he's like 5'4", 5'5". Now you can say, well, yeah, but they're actors. Well, they weren't born an actor. Yeah, but they're rich. Well, they weren't born rich. But you know what they are? They're short, and it's not held them back. So I would suggest, instead of worrying, now, if you decide to go for this, go for this, but don't think that you may not have, they don't know the long-term ramifications. At 60 years old, you may have all sorts of back problems and hip problems and knee problems from this stuff. I'll tell you what, you may spend 200 grand for this procedure, and then you may be spending another 200 grand for another set of hips and knees. This isn't a magic bullet, man. It's not going to correct things for you. You need to understand that you are who you are. And the sooner you can accept that and move on past that, the happier the rest of your life is going to be. And that's for anybody that has any problems with any part of their physicality or who they are. Guys, if you'd like to support my work, links are below. And as always, if you have, thank you very much. And the best way you can support me is like, comment, share, and subscribe. Check out my older videos as well. I'll leave it there. This is Better Bachelor. I'm Joker. And remember, we all have shortcomings. You can either learn to appreciate them and love them and work around them, or you're going to be forever at the mercy of them.